Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable, and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account, you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
This is Courtney from LA, and I don't know why we're laughing already.
No, it's because you counted down weird.
Oh, I counted down. Like, remember the Tootsie Roll commercial, like the Tootsie Pops, when they're yes, like...
The owl?
Yes. He's like, a one, a two, a three.
So that's and we're doing. Back, people.
Hi, everyone.
It's my birthday month.
It's birthday month. It's like already Christmas songs have started playing. I was at the mall this past weekend at the Grove, and I was in the parking structure, and I looked out, and I'm like, the tree is already up.
People are like really into Christmas this year.
I'm just like, it's really hard to live in in Southern California, and people are like, yay, Christmas. I'm like, cool, it's 80 degrees today.
Even in Northern California, it was 75. So.
Yeah, like it's really hard to get into the spirit when it's like summer year round, which I know is like a really
first world problem.
Yeah, exactly. Like it's like a stupid problem to have, but it's like, oh, it's fall. Like I haven't, like I wore like a mock turtleneck to work the other day, and someone was like, "What are you wearing?"
You're sweating.
Yeah, no, it's freezing in my office. But I was I was wearing a sweat. It's fall.
I know.
I had to give myself the excuse.
I feel you, girl. I try. It always because it starts out cold in the morning here, mm-hmm. and then by noon, I'm I'm sweating because I'm wearing a sweater.
Right.
And everyone's like, "Why'd you wear that?" I'm "What are you supposed to wear in the morning?"
You should just wear your cool vest that all you San Francisco kids wear.
I wear that every. I put the sweater over my vest. Duh.
Oh.
It's my lesbian chic.
That's funny.
Chic, c'est la vie. C'est bon. Did you watch any of the videos of Luann and Sonia?
I did not. Can you tell me what happened? They were hosting something as nurses?
It was a Halloween party and they were sexy nurses. I'm these women are 60 showing off their boobs. Good
but
for you.
I was going to say, they look better than I would.
I couldn't have worn the outfits that they wore. And then Kyle Richards in the
Playboy Bunny
costume. I was I wanted to make fun of her, but I'm I can't wear that and I'll be 33 next week.
Yeah, I'll make fun of her in the sense that it's kind of a weird costume to wear to your daughter's 30th birthday party.
It made me feel uncomfortable, the picture with Mauricio is Hugh, she's the bunny, and then it's Portia. I was Portia wanted to be a bunny too.
I'm also not going to get all feminist, but here I go. But it's I don't like when people fantasize the Playboy culture, because it's really just a gross, pervy old man.
I agree.
When you read, I remember growing up in Girls Next Door. Remember that show? I loved that show.
Yeah, Kendra.
And Holly Bridget. I loved them all. And I thought that show. And then it was as soon as all these people got out of the mansion, all these tell-alls started coming and it just sounded miserable. And people were literally fighting just to be a girlfriend and they'd backstab you and they'd do all these crazy things. And I was ugh.
Not the life I want to live.
Not the life. I mean, plus I'm a brunette.
And Holly had a following out with Hef.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I always thought Holly was really conniving. She had a great glow up. Let's talk about that. A girl from Alaska. Her face was not legit. And then she joined that mansion. She looks great. She's also sad. She's getting divorced from her husband, the creator of EDC. Who'd have thought that would be coming?
And they have that daughter, Rainbow.
Rainbow. Yeah.
The things I remember sometimes.
Right? Remember she had Peep Show at Planet Hollywood?
Yes. Yes.
It's I can't remember my middle name, but I can remember these ridiculous things. Okay, but let's talk about all the costumes, right? So we had Bethany and Sonia were nurses. Ramona was wearing Sonia's...
No. Bethany? No.
I meant Luann and Sonia.
Luann, Sonia, and Tinsley naughty nurses.
Right. Ramona was wearing Sonia's costume from the colonial thing. And then Bethany took the knickers that Sonia forgot to wear with that. And she wore them over her angel outfit.
Which I thought was funny because all the Kardashians were angels as well.
Also, the Kardashians, I was I am so confused by this timeline of costumes. Kim was also Pamela Anderson. Kylie was also, she was a butterfly. She was a Barbie. Also, I was LOLing because she posted a photo of Stormy as a butterfly. And I was of course I commented and I was damn, missed opportunity to dress her as a rain cloud. And somebody was how dare you talk about a 1-year-old like that? She's beautiful. And I'm what?
That's not the point.
I was her name's Stormy. It's a play on the name. If you can't laugh, get out of here. She's it's just rude. I'm goodbye. She's I'm unfollowing you. I'm oh, we're so sad.
It'd be funny if she was a weather woman, a broadcaster.
Right. And then we say, Shannon
tomorrow
Storms.
Looks a little stormy.
Shannon Storms' next career should be
a weather woman.
Which, okay, also, just side note. So today, Real Housewives of Orange County, Emily, she posted a photo from being on Fox 5 News San Diego.
Which reminds me
I literally
of
commented.
Alexis Bellino.
I commented and I said, don't tell Alexis or Gretchen.
They were fighting for that job.
That was so ridiculous. And then Emily said, they said she could come back anytime. I think she should bring Shannon, and I think Shannon should just test the waters. Could you imagine? She's oh, it's a heat wave here in California again. Cream cheese and your salmon.
I can imagine her, fanning herself off, whoa, it's a hot one, guys, and, taking off her jacket.
Her too small jacket. And she's like, throwing it up, man, the anchor. Do you guys feel that breeze? Oh, it's a chilly one on the East Coast. Like, I could just picture it.
Wait, but the best costume of all is Lisa Rinna as the Pretty Mess. And then it just got me thinking, like, it would be pretty easy to look like her. You just have to put in contacts, a shit ton of makeup, and have the biggest hair in the world.
Mm-hmm. And wear, like, a t-shirt dress.
Yeah. I wouldn't fit into a t-shirt dress, though.
Well, I'd fit into, like, I'd fit into the shirt that Vicky bought Shannon. Maybe I'd fit into that one. But I really liked it, though. I thought it's like,
she killed it.
Yeah, she looked great. And like, it's like, out of any of them to do, like, I think if anybody else did it, like if Dorit did it, we'd be like, oh great, single white female over here. But Dorit's costume is her facelift.
It's a chin implant.
I don't think, okay, I really think all she did was like something with her eyes and maybe like a little, first off, she looks fantastic, but her eyes aren't all cokey anymore like they used to be. And so
it's like a more defined chin, bigger lips.
Okay.
And like her face isn't as puffy.
Yeah. I mean, she looks good.
Oh, she looks amazing. I want that plastic surgeon.
Yeah, I literally am like, give me your doctor. Like, she looked like today she posted this photo, and I literally thought it was like a glow up of Kate Chastain from Below Deck. And then people were also saying, oh, but she also looks like Morgan Stewart from Rich Kids, which she does.
Yeah.
And she kind of looks Kardashian.
I've put them side by side before.
So, say that again? Oh, yeah, you have. Hmm. Yes. But
I love Morgan Stewart.
I do too. I think she just got a new E! Show.
It is. It's after Busy Tonight, which
is that on 5 days a week?
I've been trying to watch because I really do adore her, but something's amiss. I think it might be like the live studio audience.
Is it a live show or is it pre-tape? Tell me what it is, because I've been trying to catch up.
Late night show with her. Okay. And she's had on.
What does she talk about?
You know, it's just like a regular late night show. Like, oh, okay. She's talking about the latest news, and she's only had women on.
Love it.
She had Vanessa Hudgens on.
What?
That was her first guest.
Vanessa Hudgens?
Right?
Like High School Musical?
Yeah.
That was her first guest?
Yeah, because she's
She couldn't get anyone bigger?
Three movies coming out.
Yeah, Hudgens doing the Rent, the Fox musical on Rent. You know, the live action.
Yeah, right. And then
Kristen Bell, I thought I saw too.
I haven't seen that one yet. No, Mindy Kaling.
Oh, that's good. I think Busy's great. I feel like remember her Instagram stories where she was like, can someone Venmo me $1? And then she was joking and then all these people did.
No, I mean, she's hilarious. I really enjoy her and I would like her to succeed. But there's just like a miss. It's just like,
maybe it's nerves. Maybe it'll find its groove.
Yeah, I feel like the audience isn't receiving it well. Wait, play-by-play's done, right?
Yeah, I was just gonna that's so funny because I'm like, I haven't seen play-by-play, and I'm like, I'm just gonna say that you and I, mostly me, for being a psycho, single-handedly ended the show.
It only had 3 episodes. Poor Jerry. Jerry,
he's a super fan and I'm into him. I just, the direction of the show was wrong.
Yeah. Okay, well, and then I haven't watched that new podcast one yet,
The Lady Gang.
Yeah, I got to watch that still. I heard it's cute.
And then, I mean, since Megyn Kelly's been fired from NBC, from the Today Show, I'm like, you know who would be really great for that 9 a.m. hour?
Who?
Us.
No.
Yeah. We would be like the prelude to Hoda and Kathy Lee.
Yeah, I don't think we got a shot.
Well, okay. But we're really West Coasters. Yeah, I know. But really, I really think that Danny Pellegrino would be like perfect for it.
He needs to be on TV. He has a face for TV.
He really does. And he's just like so sweet and snark, the right amount of snark and like perfection. Like, I really think, guys, if you know anyone at
a spot on The View.
No, on The View. He gets his own hour on NBC.
Okay, fair. I'm down. Petitioning now.
I'm not going to do anything about it unless somebody listening here wants Danny's info because they have a hookup for the Today Show. He didn't even pay us to say this. This is not sponsored. Okay, moving on. So speaking of like Bravo shows, this week on Watch What Happens Live was like the the fifth annual Real Housewives Awards.
Which was so lame.
Which I just, it's like fun because I'm like, do they just give the awards to people who can be there? Or do you think these people, and then I see a picture and it's like Brandy and it's like Karen Huger. I'm like, oh no, they made themselves available.
Well, they could make that like a really fun thing that could be hilarious, but there's a miss there as well.
Well,
there's
a lot of misses in this world. He doesn't give the house, first off, the Housewives run Bravo and he doesn't give them enough credit. Like, it should not be a clubhouse thing.
Exactly.
It should be like a live stage. Like when Andy comes to Los Angeles, like that's the kind of stage they need where there's like thousands of people in the audience.
And they should have musical performances by the talents like Melissa Gorga,
Erica Jane,
Dorit,
Luann.
Fever.
I don't want to see that.
What?
I don't want to see that.
I would love to see Fever in person, and we might get a little taste of that because Dorit and PK are starting their own podcast.
Oh my gosh.
And you can call in for advice, so we got to do that.
She's like, okay, so caller, you're on the line. And they're like, so how do I get out of gambling debt? They're like, next caller. They're like, hey Dorit, how can I perfect an English accent if I've never been? She's like, okay, next caller. Hey, Dorit, were people doing coke in your bathroom? Okay, next caller. Like, I don't think it's going to go well. I think it's going to go as well as Sheena's has gone.
It's probably on podcast one.
Oh, God, which I hear is like a horrible one.
Yeah. We'll never go there.
Yeah, unless they want to pay us. But like, whatever, besides the point. Let's actually talk about, I mean, we've been burying the lead. Because big things happened this week. The trailer for the new season of Vanderpump Rules dropped.
The best days of your life.
Mm-hmm.
That was not.
No. No, I think that's exactly how it sounds. You nailed it. And it's just like Raquel is going to be on. She's like, James, can you shine my gloss? I have to yell at someone so I can be relevant. Lala, be my friend. Lala. You ate my pasta.
You're on fire. I love it. No, Lala, Lala, when she's yelling at her, is she trying to be J-Lo in that? And like, is it a dress-up party and she's J-Lo? Like, and she's wearing that famous J-Lo dress, like the feather peacock dress. Like, what that
she's
was
like, I don't wear these
low.
Hoops just for a Range Rover, honey.
It was like Versace. And then there's like a part of it that says that she's taking a break. And I figured taking a break from Randall, but I must be taking a break from something else.
From like hostessing.
Yeah. Life.
Yeah. She's like, I don't want my $8 an hour pretend job. But I LOL'd, and I'm sure it's a sad moment, but when Bo was like, hit, like the way he communicates with Stassi, he's like, you dick punched my heart.
You know, what do you think she did?
I don't know. She didn't cheat on him. There's no way.
No.
And then James is crying, and it's like, James is not that much in it. Kristen falling was everything to me.
Sheena was barely in it. And
thank God.
The cast is clearly against her right now. They're posting all these promotions and Sheena's like, I'm not in that photo either.
Yeah. Ariana especially. Like, I think Ariana's done with her.
Who also was a lesbian at some point.
Which is like, that's the storyline we're going with.
I'm sure.
So she didn't hate her vagina, but she hooked up with lesbians. Like, she hooked up with a lesbian and like.
Or maybe she hated her vagina so much she needed someone else that had a vagina to like it.
I'm curious to see where this storyline goes. And then I'm like, was she with a girl before Tom? Or is this like that cheating thing where like Brittany went down on Kristen and then Jax told the world? What a sweet boyfriend.
I think it was after that bad guy that she had to get away from. Then she like had a stint with women.
Okay. I mean, maybe she had to because she felt so. Yeah, maybe. And then what else happened in that trailer?
Well,
it's heavily like Brittany and Jax. Barf.
Yeah, I mean, definitely their wedding. But I'd also like to point out that Sheena did not. They all went to Cabo this past week, and it was Brittany and Jax, Tom and Katie,
Stassi and Bo,
and
Rand and Lala. So right, Kristen didn't go either.
Yeah. So
But I actually think the reason, because I think people are like, oh, they're on the outs with Kristen. But I think it's because Kristen says, like, she's like, my boyfriend has like a real job, so he can't just take off time during the week to do this. So I bet she didn't go because he couldn't go.
Okay.
Like, I feel like she was probably invited.
Okay.
Although Lala does say in the, when she like falls, we're like, that was trashy.
Right, right.
Also, I feel like Lala just like keeps trying, like, I can't
figure out. I feel like Lala's the queen bee.
Yeah, which is like interesting.
Like, they all want to be like Lala. Like, they all want to, I mean, Lala's going to live a great life with Ram.
Oh, I think
PJs
so
all day long.
I still Hoopies. Don't understand.
She's going to have hoop diamond earrings soon.
But I don't understand what he makes money on, because like MoviePass is like going under.
Wait, he also isn't Turtle.
Yes, somebody pointed that out. So he's like, he wasn't. He was an assistant of Mark Wahlberg's, but the real Turtle apparently passed away.
Yeah.
So he like, but he does still look like a turtle.
Yeah.
So that we're, so that we're still correct on.
And then, do you follow him and he does like Torpedo Tuesday?
No, I don't follow him. I don't want to know what he does.
Well, he's always like, we're going to have the best day. We're going to love it. Oh, we're going to work harder, and we're going to play tennis.
Oh, yeah, you mentioned that before.
Yell, but yeah. Do a yelling noise.
Yeah.
Because people when I yell. And write us, you know, you guys, we only need about 7 more reviews to get 1,000. The last 7 have to be 5 stars, though. So please take your time. Write a 5-star review. We're almost at 1,000.
Or don't. I mean, honestly.
Please, just 5 stars, please. Honestly, only.
At this point, don't write us anything.
It makes me sad when I read sad ones. I mean, mean ones. And then I eat because I'm sad, and then I'm sad because I eat.
Because I eat, and I'm sad because I'm fat.
Okay. Oh. Also, on Below Deck this week, well, we basically posted a picture that Colin posted.
Yeah.
And then he DM'd us about it.
Well, so he posted a photo originally, deleted the original on his story, and then quickly reposted it again with a different caption.
But we caught him. We got you. We got you, Colin. It looked like you were dating Casey.
And I still can't imagine that they're not, because somebody DM'd us and said, oh, I had a friend who was in Mexico and Colin and Casey were there.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought, and then they'd been speculating since that they were together. And like, yeah, Colin like DM'd us like, can you take that down? And it's like, no.
Yeah, like.
What does our name say? Two nice girls? Two will do whatever you say, girls?
Colin, you did it to yourself.
Yeah, is that what you told him?
Colin, you created the rumor. That's what I wrote him back.
He wrote back like, dumb. We're like, bye, Colin.
We're like, see you never. I'll try to get on that Long Island ferry.
Yeah, but I kind of like them together.
Yeah, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that.
I mean, neither of them are ever getting back on the show. Oh, no, Colin did the new season, right?
I think he did. We think he did. This new season of Below Deck is kind of snooze fest for me.
What? Caroline is crazy. Not only does she look like a redhead Stassi, but she also looks like Kimmy Schmidt.
Mm-hmm.
But like a crazy version of her.
Everyone knows a Caroline, though.
Who?
You know, like someone that.
Who's
just
our Caroline?
You.
Is it? Is it me?
No.
Oh, I'm always afraid. Like, if you don't know who it is, it's always you. It's like, who's the douchebag in your group? It's like, oh, shit, I'm Karen.
No, but it's like always like those people. There's always one of those just, you know, complainers. Mm-hmm. It's like, suck it up. Do your work.
Yeah.
Get your shit done.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And like, she's like, oh, my God, I can't move. She's like, I got a mosquito bite.
Do you know how many times I've traveled out of the country and literally my entire leg will swell up because I got one mosquito bite?
But
it's happened to
like
me multiple times.
She was like limping. She's like, oh my God.
It doesn't hurt. It feels weird and uncomfortable, but it doesn't physically hurt. That's happened to me like multiple times.
Also, just stay in the laundry room. It's like people like that. Like she didn't want to be in the laundry room. Like Rocky didn't, because they want to be a star, baby.
She's totally in theater.
Yeah.
Caroline was totally in theater.
Yeah. But she was always the understudy, probably.
Totally.
She could never
and
get
then
that
she'd like
role.
Try to like Nancy Kerrigan the people, like the lead role.
Tanya Harding, too.
Yeah. That's
He's like, she's like, I was just nice to everyone.
Okay, any other breaking news this week?
So I do want to say, because I know we're going to talk about it later, but so I think some of you might know, like, obviously we got hooked into, like, the 90 days, but, like, the Vanderpump kids also love the 90 days, especially Jax. But Jax has been trolling these people, but, like, a dum-dum, because he says all these things that's literally describing himself. So he trolls, like, he's trolled Paul, he's trolled the new guy Jay, he's trolled the new guy John, like Jersey Shore guy, and he like says all these things, and it's like, Jax, so now there's like all this Instagram beef between them.
I think it's really funny because Stassi had Darcy on her podcast, so I wonder if Jax met her.
It's still weird to me that Jax and Stassi can even be friends.
It's wild. He's still like secretly in love with her though.
I mean, yeah. Oh, let's also talk about the fact that they're in a Taco Bell ad.
Yes, guys, go to TacoBell.com.
Check out their party packs. Like, their banner is of Katie, Schwartz, Brittany, and Jax. And it's like them eating tacos or something. It's so strange. Katie looks amazing.
I was pretty embarrassed to put in my URL, like TacoBell.com. But I did it for you guys.
I mean, I sent you the link. All you had to do was click on it.
Well, I did.
I mean, it's wild. Like, who knew that when they started wearing all these this Taco Bell gear that they'd have, they're like, we're actually not going to pay you in dollars, though, and we're going to pay you in chalupas.
And we'll postmate them all to you.
Brittany's going to have Taco Bell and Hooters cater at their wedding.
You know it.
Taco Bell, like, one of them's going to be the rehearsal dinner, and then the other one's going to be, like, the food. Probably Taco Bell for the food at the wedding.
Yeah, I agree.
It depends who gives them the bigger sponsorship deal, you know?
Totally. Mm-hmm. It is, like, actually, I haven't had Taco Bell.
What's your order from Taco Bell?
I had an incident in college, so I literally haven't had it since, like, 2006.
What kind of... Does it involve like white pants?
No, it was like there was a mosquito in it.
Oh, actually, I thought you were gonna say you shit yourself.
No, there was a mosquito in the meat.
Ew. And
this was in I'll never forget it. It was my 21st birthday weekend. Really basically haven't had it since. For like 12 years.
Oh my god.
Maybe I've had like quesadilla here and there.
Yeah, I'm more of a Del Taco girl of like chicken soft tacos. But all the Del Tacos in LA are very far from me, which is like also I don't need to be eating that. But whatever. Besides the point.
Did you dress up for Halloween?
Ooh, I was like really lame. So my friend on Saturday, she was going to this Halloween party and she's like, come on, you have to go. It's going to be super fun. And I'm like, yeah, I can't wait. And then I checked the link and the tickets were sold out. And then I waited like 3 hours to tell her they were sold out. And I was like, ugh, it's sold out. Bummer. She's like, no, I think you could get them at the door. I'm like, oh, it's all the way downtown. It's just like not a good idea. So I went to dinner with a couple of friends and watched the World Series instead over the weekend. And then last night I started watching Sabrina, The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina on Netflix, and I did not go out. Do you get trick-or-treaters?
I didn't get one.
Do you normally?
No, since I've lived at this house, no.
Yeah, I've been at my house for over 5 years and not once. And I usually, and like last night, I was like, oh, make sure you turn off your front light so nobody comes. I forgot to turn off my front light and still nobody came.
Yeah, now the thing is like people go to like trick-or-treating areas. There's like hot spots.
Yeah, ours is always the landings. It's not just in your
like local neighborhood anymore.
Oh yeah, like I remember like we had this area where I grew up in, and it was called the Landings, and they always gave the best. It was like a couple of loops around, and like people, like there would be like buses that would come in and bring kids.
Yeah.
What did you do for Halloween?
Well, on Friday night, I dressed up as the movie The Craft, and
VHS?
What?
It's
from 1996. No. I get it, VHS. But I think I nailed that outfit.
It was like great.
Gothic Catholic schoolgirl, and I went to a Halloween party, and I had a good time on Friday night, and Mm-hmm. I brought Morning Recovery to the party, passed it out, and literally everyone like Saturday was like totally good to go.
Wait, that's so funny because I saw all these pictures of people holding Morning Recovery.
And I was like, try Morning Recovery. And then everyone, you know, went about their business on Saturday and they're like, I feel fine today. I'm like, it's because you had the Morning Recovery, people. they completely forgot they took that. And they were like, yeah, like, let's go to brunch. You want to go out again tonight? I'm like, you know why you're feeling okay, right? It's because you drank that blue drink. You know that, right? They were like not connecting the dots. I'm like, people, go to morningrecoverydrink.com. Use the code TJG. For percentages off and live your best life. Go out two nights in a row.
So did you go out Saturday night?
Yes.
What was your costume Saturday, or did you just do like no costume?
Saturday I kind of like went out during the day. That was a no costume. That was a day date.
Oh yeah, and you ran into some jurors.
And I ran into a ton of jurors and had so much fun with them. They overwhelmed me.
Hold my dog.
I was telling them to hold my dog. If only I had more Morning Recovery to give out. Ugh. I wish I could just pass this stuff out everywhere. And that was a blast. And yeah, last night I watched The Departed.
Which is very classic. Classic. Well, that sounds, I feel, and then I like started thinking, I was like, I'm not even like, so actually it was funny because I woke up yesterday too and I thought that it was already Thursday. So I was like, oh, great. Like, it's Thursday. And I'm like, oh, I must have just, like, basically slept through Halloween. And then I got into the office and there were literally, like, out of, like, 250 people that work there, there was, like, 4 people who were dressed up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We didn't even talk about what I was.
Oh, yeah.
So I kept in theme, guys. And I'm a Catholic
controversial
school teacher.
I'd like to say.
I was a nun at work.
What did,
Sister Mary Catherine.
What did the top of your thing say?
It said, nun sense. Like N-U-N.
Yeah, no, I got it.
S-E-N.
Uh-huh. And what was the other one that said, the person you dressed up with, what'd theirs say?
None of your business. We thought we were so funny. I did have to get this approved by the priest that I could wear it. I got the okay before.
What if you were like, okay,
you know, trying to be as controversial as possible.
Yeah, you're like, if I don't wear this, I'm going to go with my craft costume, which is all about witchcraft. So take your pick of which one is the lesser of the two evils.
He also told me that I could dress up as my favorite saint. And I was like, I'm going to stick with the nun.
What saint would you have dressed up as?
Oh, I like Saint Anthony. I pray to him when I lose things.
I couldn't even name a saint.
Happens a lot.
Saint Jude's hospital. That's the only one. Jennifer Aniston is a spokesperson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, guys.
Let's move on. We're sorry, guys. We've spent now like almost a half hour just discussing our actual shows.
So these shows weren't that great to discuss. So we will go to Orange County and we will go travel back to Jamaica.
Yaman. We're culturally appropriate. It's fine. Yaman.
Take a shot every single time they say Yaman.
Yeah, it's like if they did that, I literally would be so drunk.
So then apparently the Real Housewives of Atlanta also
That waterfall was not the first time we've seen that waterfall.
On Bravo TV.
Like, what? Like, I actually didn't connect the dots until they went to that waterfall.
Okay. Vicky's purposely falling. She is. I gotta make this, like, good TV. I'm just gonna throw myself into the water and act like I'm falling.
First off, this has been her best season in years.
Well, because she twerks.
Okay, and also, like, you jumping up and down with your entire body is not a twerk.
She literally is, like, the worst dry humper in the world.
Yes, like, all I just think is, like, a lot of chafing.
She's having sex 4 times a day. She is literally, like, she's, like,
the
jackrabbit.
She has no rhythm. Yeah, she has, like, I just think, like, she must just starfish the whole time.
No, or, like, do, like...
She's like, Steve, just lock up my arms and my legs and don't let me move.
Someone reminded me today about how I said last week that Eddie puts his penis in Cameron's belly button.
Oh my God, no, stop. Don't make me think about it again.
Someone reminded me of that today.
In person or in a DM?
No, in person. My friend was like, wait, that thing that you said about Eddie and Tamara? I was like, what do you mean? I don't remember.
I forget everything we've ever talked about the minute we stopped talking about it.
She was like, you know, about the belly button. I was like, what did I say about the belly button? And then she told me. I was like, oh my God, yeah, that was so funny. you can imagine it.
No, I don't want to imagine it. She doesn't have a belly button.
Okay.
Anyway,
the girls are really uncoordinated. Kelly is just flashing everyone.
Well, Kelly shows up in like a very, very low cut bathing suit. And I'm like, I'm sorry, we're hiking in this?
Right. Like, I actually, it's kind of amazing none of them really got hurt.
Yeah.
I mean, Gina's afraid of the water.
Which always just like kind of cracks me up. I will say, not the most flattering bathing suit on Emily.
Yeah, I really like her body.
No, I agree. It's just that I have the same thing when if I try to wear one of those, like it makes you look bigger than you are because it cuts right at your back where you like your posture is. So it'll give you like an automatic roll. And I was like, no.
Yeah.
No. And then you know what I did like though? The fact that Tamara couldn't fucking do it.
Yeah, yeah.
God, and the guy's like, it.
You aren't gonna die, girls. Don't worry. You aren't gonna die on my watch. Yeah, man.
And then it's like funny though because it's like they're like, oh, God, still haven't heard from Shannon. And I'd be like, stop giving it attention.
Whenever they do the timestamps, I get, like, so excited. It's, like, 17 hours since they've heard from Shannon. 19 hours. 20 hours. Give the girls another red
because
stripe.
Because it gives you your excitement of all those murder shows you love.
No, there's something about a timestamp in Real Housewives that you're like, you know they're putting this up for a reason.
Oh, my favorite is, like, when they do it, like, in, like, Vanderpump, they'll be like, like Kristen's like, I did not fuck James in the jacuzzi, and they're like 3 days earlier, and you're like, oh!
They used to always, when Orange County first came out, the big thing was that they would put like dollar signs on everything.
Oh yeah,
like they'd be like Cartier watch 40,000. Mm-hmm. Like,
oh yeah, Tamara's 40th birthday present,
60,000. Yes.
Yeah, and now they're like, sorry, we can't do that because these bitches are actually poor. Whenever we go to a car dealership, they're getting, like, a deal just to sit next to the car.
Right.
Like, remember when Gretchen and Slade, like, Slade, the poor guy Slade, like, bought Gretchen a, like, Rolls Royce and then was like, or, like,
for 2 days.
And then, like, Vicky gave Brianna the car and was like, woohoo, you get to do the payments yourself. It's like, what college student can afford a $500 a month car payment?
So good.
So good.
Classic Vicky.
Yeah.
Classic Gumbelson.
Ugh, Victoria.
Okay, so basically they come back from their wild adventures and, you know, they still can't get a hold of Shannon and then they start worrying about her health. And I was like, in what respect?
Like, it's like, first off, like, you guys are in a nice hotel. Obviously, like, production would tell you if she had left.
Well, they, like, were making it sound like she was going to, like, hurt herself in the hotel room. Like, no. Come on.
And you know what made me mad about that? It just made me, and I don't know if I mentioned it last week, but it made me think of, like, the gaslighting that, remember at Heather Dubrow, when she was like, ooh, should we call an ambulance for Shannon? Do we need to 5150 her?
Mm-hmm. That was a long time ago. That was, like, skinny Shannon.
That was, like, Lizzie was still on the show.
Mm-hmm.
And her hot husband, Christian.
Mm-hmm. I think they're really good friends with Emily and Gina.
Good, they should be. But that means then they're friends with probably like Gretchen.
Yeah, there's a different, that's the B cast.
Yeah, maybe D. But anyways, I digress.
So finally Victoria gets a hold of Shannon and Shannon's like, I'm acting like women do when they go through a really, really bad divorce. I'm having a pity party for myself and if I want to fall asleep with a handle of vodka in my hands, I can! I'm hurt!
It's like, Shannon, you're boring. Yeah. And like, Vicky, when she was like, and I love the previews that they do, right? Because they're like, I need to know if they're dead, or something like that. And so you're like, oh man, something happened to Shannon. And then you're like, oh, Vicky's on the phone with Shannon when she says that.
But also, how much better would the day have been if Shannon went?
Like, horrible. Awkward. They would have all been annoyed.
It would have been awkward car rides. It would have been confrontations in the sunlight.
It'd be like Tamara in Shannon's face a la Ireland be like, fuck you! Remember when she got into Vicky's face and did that?
Yeah, in the car. And then Shannon's like holding her and her eyes are like wide open.
Yeah, like it was like, but it was like the, it was night vision.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I feel like that it would just would have been awkward. So like, why don't you guys just, you all had a fun time, enjoy that. But they're probably all like pissed too because they're like, Shannon gets paid to lay in bed while we have to go do this stupid event.
Well, and then Shannon's like, I needed time and space and all this bullshit. I think production needs to get more involved. Like, no, you got to go on this trip. Make some good television.
Or you get, or like you don't get paid for the day.
Yeah.
But like, I don't want to see people picking on Shannon. They're like, the trips are not enjoyable when they go after one person. Like, if there's sides, I'm fine with that. Like, if there's, like, 3v3, like, great. Have fun with that. But when it's against one, it's, like, it's just, like, not fun. Like, I don't need to see depressed Shannon. I don't need to see everyone attacking her. I don't care.
Well, then it was pretty awkward when Kelly compared Shannon to her mom, used the word manic. And, I mean, it basically sounds – we really got a glimpse into Emily's childhood.
Wait, are we talking about – like, you said Kelly. Are we talking about Kelly? Wait, what?
No, I'm talking about...
Kelly said she was manic and compared her to her mom.
Oh, I'm sorry. Emily.
Oh,
Emily.
Okay. Sorry. I was like, wait, what? I was thinking...
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I used to be one of those people who thought they didn't have time to prioritize wellness, but recently I came across Alo Moves and now my whole mindset has changed. This app makes it super easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. There's yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. If you're a beginner or advanced, Alo Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending what I'm feeling that day. If you're trying to get in a good sweat, they have award-winning workout classes like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates with or without weights. And if you need a little bit of stress relief, try their meditations. They have affirmations, face yoga, dry brushing, journaling for those quiet moments. And you know what's just as important as fitness and nutrition? That's sleep. Ever since I watched The Art of Sleep on Alo Moves, I've been falling asleep faster and staying asleep longer. I've been going to bed at 9 o'clock and sleeping till 6 a.m. getting like the perfect 9 hours. I'm obsessed. I really recommend The Art of Sleeping on Alo Moves. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Alo Moves. Go to alomoves.com now and use code TJG for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's alomoves.com, code TJG, alomoves.com, code TJG.
Courtney and I both have Pelotons. It is always there for me. You know what I mean? Like after a long day of work, that's the last thing I want to do, jump on the bike. But I muster up the energy and I literally will be like, okay, I'm just going to do a 10-minute class. And then all of a sudden I'm like, I'm here. I feel good. This is making me feel better. Then I'll do an additional 10-minute class. Then I'll throw on another like weights one. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of workouts. I also fall in love with my instructors. I'm obsessed with Cody Rigsby. He makes me laugh. He like talks about ranch dressing, all his TV shows. He's a housewife person. Obsessed with Tunde. I want her arm. She's super inspiring. But I also love that I can be like, all right, you know what? I feel like listen to Mamma Mia. So I can do a Mamma Mia ride or a Taylor Swift ride or a Beyonce. Also, you don't have to just do rides. They have meditations. They have a walking people. And honestly, it gets your heart rate up. I know Courtney has done the marathon stuff. She's a big runner. You know, they have so many classes, 5 minutes up to an hour. I mean, so many genres, hits, I can't talk enough about the Peloton. Wherever you're starting, get moving with a Peloton bike or bike plus. You can do a rental at www.onepeloton.com/bike/rentals. Terms do apply. Join the Peloton journey with us.
Okay. Probably the funniest part of your drawers is your underwear section. Like, there's no rhyme or reason. It is the wild, wild west of wardrobes. You have Christmas undies. You have got some birthday undies. You have five different brands. You have ones with holes in them. You got your period ones. You guys, you got to throw them all out because now I started wearing me undies. These are buttery soft, built for comfort. My other pairs all have to go because me undies is all I reach for. They have styles for everyone. They have classics like all black. They have fun. I got these little shamrock runs. They have super fun expressive prints and they look good on everyone. They have sizes from extra small to 4XL and guaranteed a flattering cut for everybody. And it's not just underwear with MeUndies. They have a lounge collection, super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. And they have this Move Me activewear collection, and it is the softest activewear on the market. Also, all their stuff is sustainably sourced materials, and they work with partners that take care of their workers. If you're not happy with your first pair of undies, it's on MeUndies. Guys, you can get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, their comfort from the outside in. You know what I don't miss at all? The vicious week before your period when I felt like I was going to crawl out of my own skin. I was so irritable. My skin was constantly getting acne around the chin. My cravings were insane. I could have eaten my own hand if it was rolled in batter and deep fried. Don't get me started with the chocolate. But now it's easier to manage PMS with Estro Control. The way Estro Control works is it eases PMS in a really interesting way. So the ingredients help support the liver, and that's where our hormones get processed, especially estrogen. So when the estrogen isn't processed well in the liver, women start having PMS, spots on the skin, they get cravings, and feel low all of a sudden. You guys need to check out Estro Control. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use code JUDGY at checkout. That's HAPPYMAMMOTH.com. Code JUDGY for 15% off your entire first order. You don't want to have to deal with PMS.
And then I was thinking of Kelly's mom with her hair. And I was like, she could be manic.
What happened to Kelly's mom? Where does she live now?
Come on. You know the drama. Bobby lives in Arizona with her other brother and they're in a fight.
Yeah, that makes me sad.
Yeah. And she, like, remember they said that, like, Kelly, like, pushed her down a flight of stairs at, like, an old folks home or something?
Normal.
Yeah. These are things that happen on a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday.
But anyway, so Emily compares Shannon to her mom and says, you know, she's manic and, like, very depressed. And we get the glimpse into Emily's life of, like, having to really pick her mom up.
Is that too soon or too late for you? Like, I feel like I needed this character development from Emily, like, episodes ago because I want her to have another season.
So I'm biased. I just really enjoy her. I think she's such the voice of reason and...
Oh, I agree. That's what I'm saying, though. Like, I feel like they did it too late. Like, that people are already over Emily, where it's like, I don't need to see this character development because I'm over her. And I'm like, no, we should have done this sooner because everybody likes it. Like, we should all like Emily.
I feel like Emily's also having a hard time being away from her family for so long. I think she's not used to this.
Yeah. I was watching her Insta stories yesterday on Halloween. She had, like, her kids were dressed up. Also, I need to discuss something. Sorry to go off
Get your ADHD out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What is with Halloween parades? This was, like, never a thing when I was growing up. And now it's all the rage.
Well, like, we have a Halloween parade at school.
And the parents all come to it?
Yeah. But I had that growing up, too.
What?
Yeah. Like, you all come to school in the morning and you walk around and the parents take pictures of you.
No.
I do.
Parents had to work.
Oh.
Not that parents that go don't work. I'm just saying, like, it just was like, oh, cool. Like, I'll take you trick-or-treating later. Like, it wasn't like a...
Oh, no. There was always a fight in the Mahoney household on Halloween morning because it was like... putting on all the makeup and the costume, and it wasn't the way you wanted to look. There was lots of tears.
You guys didn't dress up as like something like the three of you?
No, we don't. No, we were always separate and do our own thing. And then, yeah, we'd like walk over to school and then do the Halloween parade. I was actually a nun in fifth grade smoking a cigar.
What?
So this is my first time.
What were
being
you
a nun?
Instead of like a smoking gun, a nun, you were smoking
college,
nun?
I was a pregnant nun in college. You remember that costume? That was sophomore year.
I don't remember that, no. Oh my god. I love people who go all out for Halloween. I'm just always like a cat.
No, and then we'd walk home from school and wait to trick-or-treat.
This is like very fascinating to me. Like Halloween parties are like, I felt like all over my story, like in Two Judgy Girls and then in personal life was like all these Halloween parades. I'm like, I don't get it.
No, that was just like your school. Or maybe people went and you didn't remember because your parents dropped you off.
Ugh, yeah, I did block out a lot of my childhood.
Okay, anyways.
I have to go to the therapist now.
Okay, so what else? Do we need?
The Emily thing. I always want to call Emily Gina. I feel like she looks way more like a Gina than Gina does. I can't help that. But okay. I felt like I liked the Emily character development, but I just am also like, no tears on this trip. That's for Shannon. I want to have a fun time on this trip. Mm-hmm. I don't want Emily and Gina to be off on their own. Like they need to be in the thick of it with the other four.
Yeah, I didn't think they're going to lunch by themselves helped. However, I did. Let's talk about the Tamara and Shannon sit down.
Okay, first off, I don't even know what they said because I could not stop looking at how tight Tamara's skin was around her ear.
So we got a lot of DMs with that, and that's why she was wearing a hat. Like she clearly got something done.
Well,
she wore a hat to dinner one night too.
Well, she got a facelift, but I just couldn't. I could not. I didn't even see those DMs. I could not. Like I was sitting there watching, being like, what the hell is wrong with the skin around her ear? Like, it's pulled so tight. Like, I thought it was going to, like, snap.
That's why she kept on wearing that weird hat.
Which weird hat? The one with the dreads? The red stripe one?
No, the one, like, kind of like a fedora.
Ugh.
She would be the girl that wore the fedora.
No, Gina definitely would be.
True. And there can only be one fedora in a group. That's my dad's rule.
And that's Karen the douche that's wearing it. Wait, that's your dad's rule for real?
My dad will always be like, there can only be one girl in the group that wears the fedora.
Who is it in your family?
No one.
Okay, thank
you. But he just like, when he observes people out, he'll be like, that's the girl that wears the fedora. It's like a really weird observation.
Like, okay.
Dad, okay.
So what did you think about? I just feel like Tamara is such a shitty friend that she like made all of that about her too.
No, team Tamara. Shannon is always negative. Like decompress, have fun, and then have fun in the moment. Like nobody wants to hear your complaints. You have first world problems about your $13,000 rent, about your shitty ex-husband that didn't like you for 4 years. Like what do you even like? Stop mourning. You should be happy now. You have a new job. I'm over her. She's just too hard to be friends with.
Wow, that's just not how I feel.
And then even Shannon's, you know, apology, she's like, I'm sorry that you feel that way. I will agree.
I hate that sort of apology. Like, I'm sorry that you feel that way. It's like, that's not an apology. You're literally like, just saying your feelings are wrong and that's like, get over it.
And you've gone to too much therapy. Like you can't just say how you feel. Like, no, you hurt that person.
Yeah, but I also just felt like it's like Tamara, she's like, I never said any of that stuff about you not talking to me about Eddie. And it's like, yeah, you did. You said it on the raft. You said it like don't bullshit. Like I just don't like when she like I would be team Tamara if she wasn't just such a freaking liar with the evidence right there. It's like we all watched the show.
Well, even like they said like this is such a semantics game, and then they're like, that was Gina's observation of the situation.
Yeah, it's like Gina wouldn't have known that observation if you didn't tell her.
Yeah, but I mean, Shannon does eventually say sorry, and then, you know, of course, like at the end at the dinner, Tamara's best moment was the fight because they had a breakthrough. I'm like, fuck yeah.
Like, also, like, Tamara's face is just so tight. She can't even, like, cry tears. Like, I don't think she's seen a real tear in, like, years. Like,
there's never actually water that comes out.
No, none of them. It's like, you know, like, when Rachel would cry on night before the 90 days and she'd just, like, dab, look at her finger, like, is there any moisture there? Okay. Like, they just never. I just feel like recast, or they're not allowed to talk about, or next season they're not allowed to talk about any other problems that they've had in previous seasons.
But I did like love how Tamara was like talking to the guy, and she's like, so gosh, you have great teeth. And she's like, Vicky really likes great teeth, so if you don't have them, she can just buy you them. And then he was like hilarious. He's like, girl, shake your booty, sister. Shake your booty. She's like, I'm not twerking today. Not today. I'm a grandma. I'm not twerking today. And he's like, I'll pay you money to twerk. And she's like, I'll give you money so I can't twerk. When did she? Like, that moment made me feel like I was like, this is fun.
Yeah. No, but that's like the fun I want to see on a trip. Like, on a cast trip, I don't want drama. I want them to have a good time. Like, I want to see them being silly. Like, that's fun. Like, save the drama for the mainland.
Yeah, like, let's whoop it up. And
Vicky,
I still really want to go to Puerto Vallarta and stay at the Zika Hyatt with you, but for free. So if you want me to come, let me know.
Mm-hmm. So I was going to say something that I appreciate about Shannon is that she did admit that she was, like, jealous of Gina.
I agree.
And I thought that was really big. And then I appreciated Gina being like, it's really hard. You know, I put on, like, this face and everything, blah, blah. And I appreciated that.
There was a breakthrough.
Yeah, and then they ended it with a kiss on the lips.
And they were, like, so fast to do that. They're like, oh, you guys want us to kiss? Okay.
Yeah, oh, dare us. I triple dog dare you to dare us to do that.
And then we're all twerk. Let's just end it with a good old twerk. Like jackrabbits.
None of them can do it. And I felt like Gina would have been the one that could do it.
I know. It's disappointing.
Or, like, Kelly.
Kelly, for sure.
And Kelly's just, she's just so gorgeous.
Yeah, but I don't like her new bangs in person. And I also don't like Deandra's new bangs.
Oh, my God. What? First off, I think that was like a hairpiece. Okay, so I'm going to tell you a story.
Okay. So I remember when you had bangs.
Yeah, well, the first time, so when I was like in like 10th grade, I was like, I'm going to cut bangs. Okay, so I cut these bangs.
For yourself?
Yeah, I'm just going to cut my hair. It's like, no wonder I got a cosmetology license. At one point, I just felt like I needed to, you know, be licensed to do it. So I cut my hair, and I'm like, oh, my God, why? And I did it with, like, remember those scissors you have as a kid that were, like, little, and they had, like, the fluorescent holes?
Yeah, I use them every day.
Yeah, exactly. That's what, like, I cut my hair with.
Okay,
so I would cut them, and I'm like, oh, my God, what did I just do? Like, what did I just do? I can't believe I did. So then I was trying to, like get them flatter, and I couldn't. So I kept trying to, like, straight, like, flat iron them, and then all of a sudden, it just literally became, like, a visor of hair. Like, it was just sticking straight up. And, like, I don't know why I didn't think, but I literally didn't have any bobby pins. I didn't have anything, so I had to go to school like that with my hair. And, like, everyone was like, what is wrong with your hair? I was like, I tried to cut. They're like, I'm like, I don't have a bobby pin. Like, I was out of, I couldn't find one. And they're like, like, I think my nickname was, like, bangs for, like, and it wasn't for the right reason, you know? Like, it was, like, for this bad hair. And so when Deandra, I saw her bangs, I literally got, like, PTSD.
They were really, really bad.
It looked like they literally just tried, they kept trying to flat iron it, and it just, like, and it was, like, a hairpiece. Remember? Remember Jessica Simpson's hairdresser, Ken Paves or Ken Paws?
Yes. And where is he now?
He used to have a salon on Beverly in LA. I should drive by and see if it still exists. But him and Jessica Simpson teamed up for, like, you know, fake ponies, like, extensions, like, all these hair pieces. And one of them were bangs.
Oh, God.
And so I'm like, what if she's wearing, like, Ken Paves bangs?
They were not a good look. No. We will talk about that whole pajama
makeup
party.
That whole makeup. Let's just talk about the pajama party and we can go back.
Okay, so it's at Jack Retro, and Leanne's like, I already planned this party with her. I have to show up. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, Deandra
walks
in.
They're so awkward with each other, too.
Well, Deandra walks in with her horrible bangs, and they don't even hug. And, you know, they're promoting Hard Night Good Morning.
Horrible name still.
Which I'd like to try.
Oh, and me too. No, I don't want that.
And then I loved like Brandy's pajama look. Like she basically stole her daughter's onesie.
Yeah, no, but I thought it was like fun. I thought like Carrie, I was like, no, stop.
Too sexy.
Also, it's just like, I don't want to see you guys in lingerie. Like Brandy, like that's fun for me. Like Deandra, I was like, you're literally in the 1950s. I was like, I like Dee's outfit. I love Dee's outfit.
Well, also like Carrie, her hair was like so, I mean, her hair was like a fun look. But they get so done up with their hair and makeup, and then you're wearing pajamas. It's like you want a softer look wearing pajamas.
Well, also, it's like Carrie, when she like gets all done up, I literally like, it's not even like a rude statement. It's literally an observation. Like, I'm like, is she on the next season of RuPaul's Drag Race?
Well, we saw her without makeup this week before the
and she looked fine.
Renewal. She didn't look fine, but less is more.
Yeah, that's all.
But basically, Dee was really – she was threatening people. I saw a little Leanne Locken.
I don't give a dog's rip. I don't give a dog's rip if you talk about my daughter as an alcoholic because she is not an alcoholic.
Like
– that's all.
I mean, Dee – and then I loved when Leanne and Dee were talking, and then Leanne just – Carrie comes up, and she just starts talking to Carrie and completely dismisses Mama Dee.
The whole thing was like just weird too, because it's like this weird tension where it's like, hey, and then okay, when Carrie is talking to Deandra outside and Deandra's like, we're going to Copenhagen for your family and I don't want any of this drama because we're going for you, and I'm like, guys, first off, again, it's a cousin's album release party. Anyone can make an album on iTunes now. You just have to upload an MP3, just like anybody can make a podcast these days.
Literally anybody.
It's like, we're going for an album release party. I guarantee that's not even going to be like on film.
And then Mama Dee, like, it's like, I wish I could come on this trip. And she's like waiting for the invitation. Nobody invites her. She's like, I really want to go to Sweden. And they're like, we're not going to Sweden. She's like, whatever, Denmark. Nobody actually knows where they're going. And I loved how like on the invitation, they're like, what is this? Smoked fish caviar? It smells like dirty twats.
Yeah. I did laugh at that. And then I was like, what? And then she's like, from a kick line. And I was like, oh, I guess that actually would probably make sense.
Makes sense.
But yeah, it's like, I Copenhagen. And then when Travis was like, oh, I've been there a couple of times. I used to date someone there.
I know. Poor. They are the cutest couple in the world. You cried?
Of course. Like, I just was like, she's just so sweet and so appreciative of the life that she has. And it's like, she doesn't take it for granted that it's just like you could just tell they like really love each other. And then I love when he's like, I would usually give the ring to my younger son or to my older son, but I'm going to give it to the younger son this time.
Yeah.
And I just like the whole thing was just, it was so sweet. But then I was wondering, where's Leanne? Where's Deandra? Where's Cam?
Well, they said that. He said Travis wanted to make it really intimate. And Stephanie addressed that. She said, I would like everyone to be here because I'm on such good terms, but he wanted to make it really special. The original maid of honor came. She's wearing the original dress. The boobs looked a little weird. Like maybe she doesn't fill them out as much anymore.
Yeah, I did notice that. But I thought, I just thought it was so sweet.
And we got to see Joey, Travis's hot brother.
Joey Hallman.
Has been DMing us. NBD, people.
Mm-hmm. I mean, did I put a hashtag that Joey Hallman is a snack? Yeah, he is a delicious one. And then he was like, thanks for the love. And I was like, I will not write what I want to write. And then get reported.
Wait, then I felt weird when Travis was like, she owes me butt sex. Oh. Like in front of the parents. I was like, whoa.
I laughed at that.
Oh, that's too far for me.
Oh, yeah, me too. I just thought I thought it was funny, though.
I did, like, love seeing Cam try to cut an apple.
Is there something wrong with her?
She looked such, like, a Stepford Wife for me that day. Like, was she wearing, like, shorts?
She's wearing, like, checkered shorts.
Yeah. And then with like the rose water and
also, just, have you ever drank rose water? Like I've sprayed it on my face.
I've sprayed it on my face too, but not drank it.
Yeah. Very strange.
And then like Cameron, they're basically, you know, I think it was kind of screwed up that Deandra did not go wedding shopping. It's just like sometimes you just got to show up for things even if you don't want to. Hence every baby shower I've ever gone to.
Well, I would also just like to say clearly Deandra is in a bad place though because she didn't upgrade to first class on the trip to Copenhagen.
That was so embarrassing for her.
And I was like, she really only has $200 in her account.
Yeah. That's confirmed.
It's like we all knew Leanne was taking coach. Leanne would try to sit with the luggage if she could get it for cheaper.
She's like, I'll spend that money elsewhere, that $1,200.
Yeah, she's like,
And I'm like, Bravo, how did you not buy them the tickets?
So I was thinking about that, and I think this is what it is. I think Bravo pays for their regular tickets, and they're like, listen, we'll send you over there. I also don't think that Dallas, like I think that Beverly Hills, they're like, no, we're not going. Like, they even negotiated into their contract. Like, Dallas is just so excited to have a season three that they're like, we'll do whatever you want.
Right.
So okay. They're like, okay, fine. We'll buy you regular plane tickets. And if you want to upgrade, you can upgrade. And then I was like, I didn't think that Brandy had that much money. $1,200?
Yeah. She's probably just living off credit card.
I bet Stephanie probably like paid for it.
Yeah, that's probably true too.
Oh, God, I just love Stephanie so much.
But wait, let's go back to them. They read this text message out loud about her not being able to come. And then she's like, too busy?
She's like, who is that?
This isn't someone we know.
We don't know her.
No.
She's psycho. It's psycho. Like the back and forth on that, I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. Like, what's going on? What's going on?
Psycho. Psycho.
Like, she's psycho. She is not someone who I would sell Sparkle dog food to.
She is embarrassing the Simmons name in Dallas.
It's also like, who cares? Yeah. Who cares? She married a commoner, Jeremy. Like, who cares?
Jeremy's hot, so...
He is. But then she was like, they're talking about like Jimmy. And I'm like, I need more Jimmy. I need a show. If you want to put it on Lifetime, that's fine. But I need a show of all of the elite, like 65 and older women.
Yeah. Dale, mm-hmm. Jimmy.
Dale, Jimmy, D.
I mean, Ramona could join it. She's almost there.
No, because I don't know. I don't want any Ramona. Okay. I don't want Ramona there. She needs to perfectly stay. Okay. Somebody was asking me this, by the way, and they're like, who's your favorite housewife? And is it, I think Ramona might be my favorite housewife.
Oh, no, 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 no.
No, and I say it with this, not like I like her the best. I just think she represents the Real Housewives franchise, like, to a T.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just think, like, she's genuine. She tells it like it is. Like, she's brought it every season, whether you love her or hate her. Like, she is... She's made herself known every season. She's my, like, all-time is, like, she's the all-time housewife to me.
I think, for me, it'd be Luann.
Wow. Okay, so you're going, even though she was a friend of one season?
Yeah, look at, she rose back to the top.
Was it because she fucked a pirate?
Yeah.
Hmm.
I mean, she has so many iconic moments.
She does.
Don't be cool. Don't be all uncool.
I said to somebody yesterday, I was like, hey, be ghoul. Don't be all unghoul.
I get it, like a Halloween joke.
Yeah, it was to my friend Katie, and she literally just looked at me, and I was like, I have to go.
I've actually been saying in my classroom, don't be all uncool, and I, like, want to laugh so hard.
They just don't. I wish they somebody would know. Say, like, I wish someone knew it, though.
My assistant does. I'm like, good. That's for you, baby.
Good.
Good. Gotta keep it light in here somehow.
Yeah, I'm ready. I don't know what I want from these franchises because it's like, I want something different, but then it's like,
I don't want Leanne to say what she means. I want her to karate chop someone in the throat.
Well, she's just so annoying because she's like, no, that's what you heard. That's not what I said. And then it's like, but you did say that.
The thing about her, too, is, like, she's not drinking enough for me. She's too controlled. And, like, we know she watches every season and watches her seasons back to, like, She's super calculated.
Like, hers is like football teams watch like the game tape. She watches Housewives as game tape.
Totally.
But like what's annoying is it's like, yeah, she's, her moves are so calculated. It's like, you have to understand, you do just fine on your own.
Well, and like her and Tamara's confessionals remind me of each other because they have like these one-liners that they've practiced and they know what they're going to say ahead of time.
But it's like not, it's like, it doesn't feel it's disingenuous. Organic. Yeah.
Is disingenuous even a word?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People definitely say that.
Yeah.
I liked to learn more about her allergies to grass, trees, dogs, cats, milks.
It's like, again,
not penises or Coca-Cola.
It's just like, keep adding to the list of she's an enigma wrapped in riddles, but not cash. No cash there. Wrapped in carnival.
Hot candy.
Yeah, hot dog carnival wrappers. Like, she's like, I have Coca-Cola in my mouth.
I know, like, and then she, like, I felt like made, like, a blowjob signal with her mouth. I don't know. Maybe I made that up.
It's like, I don't want to know about your sex life with the one-eyed rich. I don't care.
But I feel like the girls are really going to squash this alcoholic thing because Mama D's got their back. And I loved her advice. She's like, the only thing you didn't do is shut down those women. Yeah. I mean, Mama D got... Mama D.
Like, I would be fine if she wanted to, like, have, like, she could host play-by-play.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, what? That's actually genius. Bravo. Steal this idea, but just at least give us some sort of credit. Get all the moms, and they do an after show together. And then that's where they dissect all the franchises. They're not allowed to talk about the one with their daughter on it.
I love that.
They have to sit out. Like, that's what it's called. It's like called play by play, and it's an, and they're out when their daughters, when people are talking about Dallas, their daughters are like, the mom's out. So you have to have a mom from each franchise.
I love it.
And then they discuss what they should have done and like what they would have done. That,
as wise women.
That is $1 million idea.
That is. I'll talk to Andy.
Yeah. I'll DM him.
But I loved her advice. She's like, don't blow it off. She's like, get rid of it. Be a mean girl. Tell them off. Eat the cow, bitch. Like, what? What?
Like, and then we're going to compete for who's prettiest afterwards. You or me? Me. Green Miracle.
Okay. So we go to Copenhagen next week.
Yeah. And, you know, or Sweden, whatever.
Same.
Yeah. Okay, let's talk about the new season. We're just going to, like, dip our toes into this new season of 90 Day. There's a lot that's happening.
Who's your favorite couple? We'll dissect each.
Who's my favorite or who, like...
Who's the most entertaining to you right now?
I have
a top two.
I'd have to say Colt and his mom, and I don't even know what the girl's name is, Letitia.
Larissa. And she's from Brazil. Her coming to America she's coming to Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm. She's like, I got Las Vegas confused with Hollywood, Los Angeles, and New York. And like the best part is that he doesn't have any AC in his car, but he can't roll the windows down because it's 120 degrees outside.
Oh, that's like a hot box.
Like, welcome to America, bitch.
And okay, he also, this is the first time they're meeting, correct?
No, I think they spent like 9 days together.
Oh, okay.
Because this is 90 days, so they've already had the time together and now they're engaged.
For some reason, I thought he proposed to her over the internet.
He might have, but I know that they, I think they spent like 9 days together.
Okay.
Don't quote me on that, because I hope I'm not wrong, but.
But him, like, showing up with nothing, too, I'm like, that was kind of bad luck.
I thought you would have had flowers. And he's like, you want me to spend $20 on flowers? It's like, obviously this guy, I mean, he lives with his mom, and they're basically talking about putting socks on their door if they're either of them are getting frisky. It's like, how are you guys getting frisky if the other one's not in the other room with your incestual relationship?
And his cat.
He has, like, three cats, right?
The thing about Colt is, like, he's sweet and endearing. He wouldn't hurt a fly.
That's a lie. I think he would be a shooter. I'm not going to say it. I'm going to say it.
Oh, no. He's like a nerd. He's like sweet. He's dorky. He just wants to be loved.
That's what they said about the Unabomber.
No.
I'm just saying. He creeps me the fuck out.
Oh, he doesn't creep me out. You know who creeps me out?
The ISIS fighter?
Who?
The other guy who was like, I was going to join the fight against ISIS, but I decided to give love one more shot.
Totally. Totally. Like, Eric from Wisconsin. He's a divorcee. He has three daughters, one who's 11, one who's 19, and one who's 21. And he was married for, like, 20 years to Tanya.
Uh-huh. And Lita doesn't like Tanya. Lita's the one from Indonesia.
Yeah. So she's a model, actress, Miss Indonesia, fifth runner-up, also, like, on her way to being a doctor.
Also not at all, though, right? Like, she was, like, when she says model, she's like, I'm the before model and the before and after ads, right?
I'm not sure.
No, and I made that up.
Oh, got it. She also has a five-year-old, but it's the best. Why this show is so good is because they're all poor. This is why it's amazing.
Well, and it was just, like, funny because it was, like, he flew her to New York because he, like, wanted to pretend. He was like, oh, I want her to see a lot of the U.S. And it's like, no, you wanted to, like, literally trick her.
Well, and, like, get, like, the cheapest flight possible and then rent a car and drive to Pennsylvania and stay in Airbnb.
Yeah, like, the whole thing was just, like, it's like, just spend the extra money. But he had to fly three of them out. Yeah, and then the sister hates her sister.
I feel like she is literally going to be like,
what's the sister's name? Raina?
You're coming home. Like, we're done.
Well, she's like, but she's really annoying. Like, she gets really annoying when she doesn't have her way. Like, she's super spoiled. Like, what are you going to do?
Where's my breakfast?
And he was like,
this. Where's my rice?
Yeah, and then Eric was like, I don't give a dog's rip if that's who she is. He's like, it's her and me against the world. And I was like, you should listen to the sister.
I feel like she's not going to make it the 90 days.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's, like, also sweet that he's going to adopt her son. But, like, the son, like, seems to go to the sister way more than he goes to his actual mom.
Well, I'm sure he's been raised by nannies in Bali.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because she comes from a rich family, right?
Super rich. Yeah.
Yeah. So why wouldn't they just buy the tickets?
I don't know.
He's like, no, no. I'm going to put my ISIS money towards a ticket.
No, he's freaky. Like, he's someone to be scared of.
Okay. So you think he's the shooter of the group?
I'm not going to say that.
Okay, I'm just – okay, fine. If you had to choose one, though.
No, I'm not answering.
If you just had to, it's like gun to your head. You have to choose.
I'm going.
One of them are putting a gun to your head. Who is it?
I guess I'd go. Okay, moving on. Then another interesting couple is Ashley and Jay. This is the Jamaican man who lost his virginity at age 8.
That's called rape.
I'm going to call bluff.
Remember little Joey Gorga said he lost his virginity at 9.
I'm going to call bluff.
I feel Ashley and Jay are like the new Darcy and Jesse.
I agree. So he's 20 and she's like 31 maybe?
She's 31. Yeah. She's a bartender and she has two kids, I believe.
Yeah.
And she's like – and she's broken off multiple engagements. And like whenever – and she's like – I have to keep him satisfied because he's 20 and he always wants it. And he's like, baby, I give you the D for the rest of your life. And she's like, sometimes we're driving, we just have to pull over and have sex. I'm like, actually, you don't have to do that.
Right.
That's dangerous.
Right.
And you could just wait.
Right. And then
go ahead.
Then him being like, you know, they do the drilling on you. And, I get nervous at the drilling because he's trying to get the visa. And
he didn't even know her birthday.
Okay, yeah. What's your birthday? May 26th. That's not my birthday.
I just was like, the whole thing is just like so laughable to me. Like, and then like when he like came to America or whatever, and he's like, she's like, you're like the only black person in the neighborhood. Like, I don't think they've ever seen a black person. He's like, great. But apparently they're like married. Apparently they're married.
Okay.
Because he got in a fight with Jax and said, like, don't, and he was saying, like, don't talk about my wife like that.
I can see that.
Yeah. So, but it's just funny because he's just like, oh, What did he say? He said something basically about talking about that they have, like, he's like, oh, yeah, you know, we have big sacks. And I'm like, is he talking about his, like, balls? What are they talking about?
I think so.
It's just very, very sexual.
I agree.
Okay, but the worst, though, has to be Kehlani and Asuelu.
Okay, this and poor girl loses her virginity.
Poor girl. She's the girl.
She's like, what, 30?
Either way, I just, like, you're telling me you meet someone, you're like, oh, okay, this is it. I'm going to do it. Like, I just don't, her story, and plus she was a liar. Like, last week we basically found out she was a liar because she didn't want, like, somebody to, like, she never thought she'd see him, so she told bad stories about him or something. Or, like, she's just, she's a bad person.
Well, the dance in the airport, I would have walked away. What would you have done?
I thought that was sweet, though, because I know TLC Courtney set it up. No, because that's like a thing. I guarantee if you look it up, I'm not sure what the dance is called, but I've seen videos of airport dances of that. Like, it's very much, like, in their culture, that's what they do, like, as a welcome.
I would have run away and asked if I didn't know him.
Who would you have known at the airport if this is the love of your life? The father of your baby.
Horrified. Mm-hmm. Oh, and then I felt bad for him when he was met the baby and the baby was not taking to him. That was sad. I actually thought he was pretty natural with the baby.
Yeah, like, I think he's, first off, he just seems like a sweet young kid and, like, just, and he's, like, taking responsibility for the fact that he got her pregnant.
And to take it to America. He's kind of cute.
Yeah, I think he's sweet. They dressed up as Moana for Halloween.
Classic.
Yeah, I just don't, I just find her annoying.
Okay.
I feel like she's a victim. She's like a young Shannon Bador.
Okay.
Yeah. Not in looks, not in anything, just an attitude.
Got it. Well, clearly not in the looks. Okay. But then, okay, someone that's also good looking is Jonathan and Fernanda. I'm a little freaked out that she's 18.
She's 19.
That's a little freaky.
She's so pretty.
She's gorgeous. But, I mean, she's living the life. She's got a Jeep Wrangler. He's paying for her college, boob job.
I know. And I'm like, how's he getting all this money? Like, he's not, like, he's making that money in real estate.
I think he's doing, like, actually, I kind of got, like, a very Southern Charm vibe by all the food and, like, that sit-down dinner meeting his friends.
That was, like, a weird thing, though. Like, and the thong thing from, like, last week. What did you think about that thong? I was like, that is a producer setup.
What was it?
Remember she found a thong. Like, she opened the drawer to put her stuff away, and there was a thong sitting right there. Mm-hmm. And I was like, how perfect. And then they're, like, sleeping on a couch. It's like, you literally can't buy an air mattress, but you can buy her $10,000 in boobs.
Right.
So $75. Go spend it.
Something fishy's going on there.
Yeah, something's weird. I don't get it. But she's gorge. He's
handsome. He would, like, con you.
He's like Bobby Bottle Service from, like, Nick Kroll's character from the Nick Kroll show.
Don't watch it.
Well, it's not on air anymore. But anyways, he's just like this, like, smarmy Jersey guy. But, like, I feel like I'd probably fall under his charm and hate myself for the rest of my life.
I just, like, love how they can have so many new characters that we can
that are, like, legitimate, too. We didn't, like, even talk about Steven and Olga, and that's, like, the saddest one to me.
The pregnancy. And But so do you think it's really his?
Oh, is that, like, a rumor that it might not be?
Well, it says, like, next week. He's like, when's the baby due? And she's like, I don't know.
Oh, no. That would make me so sad for him. He's just, like, he's just, you could tell he's such a lost kid. Like, his mom kicked him out when he was 16, so he couch surfs. He lives with his grandma. His dad passed away when he was a kid. And he's like, I want to name the baby after my dad. And he's going to go to Russia to go see. Like, I just, I'm like, oh, I just want this kid to do well.
It's cute.
That's all. But it's like, so, you're totally right. Like, they have this cast of characters who are not doing this for the show. Like, this is their real life.
And that's why this is real reality TV. And these people aren't smart enough to manipulate, like, each other and the producers and all of that. Like, Housewives is so calculated now. Like, Tamara knows how to work it. Vicky knows how to work it. Mm-hmm. But these people don't. And this is the real of reality.
Mm-hmm. It's crazy. And, like, and I'm hooked.
Yeah.
I'll be literally watching every week until I don't. That's all. I'm starting to lose it. You guys, since I've been back from my trip, 9 p.m. rolls around. I'm like, it is like time for bed.
I know, and I love it because I love doing this earlier because usually it's me fading off.
Yeah, I'm always like, oh man, I'm so tired.
Well, on that note, guys, we will chat again next week. Jersey Shore, mm-hmm. I mean, not Jersey Shore, Jersey, New Jersey. See, I'm fading off now.
Real Housewives of New Jersey. Premieres next week. And Andy tweeted today saying, I've watched the first 9 episodes of this season, and it is the best Jersey we've had in years. Now, I know he says that all the time, but he's like, literally, like, no clunkers. Like, this is a great season. So I'm looking forward to it.
Me too. Mm-hmm. And we'll chat about it next week, girlfriend.
All right. Have a great weekend, everyone. Be your best. Bye. Bye-bye.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.